Welcome and Sabbath blessing to all the precious family that are joining us in the room. And for those that will be listening later on recording, Sabbath blessing, everyone. We have a beautiful day over here. I just hope you're having fair weather, wherever you may be. On this July 6, 2024, this is our part 6 of our chapter 80 entitled In Joseph's Tomb of our lesson 412. I hope and pray everyone can see the presentation in the room. And we are going to ask our dear brother once more to bless us with the tiny thought theme hymn entitled, Tell Me the Old, Old Story. You can find it in number 196 if you have the hymn book.
Tell me the old, old story of unseen things above, of Jesus and His glory, of Jesus and His love. Tell me the story simply, as to a little child, for I am weak and weary, and helpless and defiled. Tell me the old, old story. Tell me the old, old story. Tell me the old, old story of Jesus and His love. Tell me the story softly, with earnest tones and grave. Remember, I'm the sinner whom Jesus came to save. Tell me the story always, if you would really be in any time of trouble a comforter to me. Tell me the old, old story. Tell me the old, old story. Tell me the old, old story of Jesus and His love. Tell me the same old story. When you have cause to fear that this world's empty glory is costing me too dear. Yes, when the world's glory is drawing on my soul, tell me the old, old story Christ Jesus makes thee whole. Tell me the old, old story. Tell me the old, old story. Tell me the old, old story of Jesus and His love.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you so much, dear brother. Welcome to all the precious family that are joining us. We are going to ask the little ones, by the help of their parents or elder siblings, to open their section with prayer. May you unmute your mic to do so, dear ones.
Sabbath blessings, everybody. Thank you, God, for the Sabbath day. Please protect the Sabbath day. Looking for holy 6-day Shabbat labor and do all thy work in the seventh day, the Sabbath of the Lord. Please protect the Sabbath words that we're about to learn. In Jesus' name I pray, amen.
Jesus' name we pray, amen.
Amen. It's story time, little ones, and we are going to hand it to our dear brother so he can continue part two of our chapter 19 entitled Jesus of our study book, The Story of Jesus.
Okay, the Bible verses for our lessons are taken from the book of Matthew, chapter 26 and 7. And said unto them, what will you give me? This is Judas speaking. What will you give me? And I will deliver him unto you. And they covenanted or made an agreement with him for 30 pieces of silver. And as we heard before, that was the price of a slave. He should have brought a better price, don't you think? Then Judas, which had betrayed him, when he saw that he was condemned, repented himself and brought again the 30 pieces of silver to the chief priests and elders, saying, I have sinned in that I have betrayed the innocent blood. And they said, what is that to us? See thou to that. And he cast down the silver in the temple and departed and went and hanged himself. He had a guilty conscience. The tall form of Judas was seen pressing through the startled crowd. His face was pale and haggard, and great drops of sweat stood on his forehead. Rushing to the throne of judgment, he threw down before the high priest the silver, the pieces of silver that had been the price of his Lord's betrayal. He eagerly grasped the robe of Caiaphas and begged him to release Jesus, declaring that he had done no wrong. Caiaphas angrily shook him off and said with scorn, what is that to us? See thou to that. Matthew 27:4. Judas then threw himself at the Savior's feet and confessed that Jesus was the Son of God and begged him to deliver himself from his enemies. But he didn't ask for forgiveness. The Savior knew that Judas did not really repent for what he had done. The false disciple feared the punishment that would come upon him for his terrible deed. And he felt no real sorrow because he had betrayed the spotless Son of God. Yet Christ spoke to him no word of condemnation. He looked with pity upon Judas and said, For this hour came I into the world. A murmur of surprise ran through the assembly. With amazement, they beheld the forbearance of Christ toward his betrayer. Judas saw that his entreaties were in vain, and he rushed from the hall, crying, it is too late! It is too late! He felt that he could not live to see Jesus crucified. And in despair, he went out and hanged himself. This is taken from the story of Jesus, pages 121 and 122. Thank you for listening.
Amen. Next Sabbath, by God's grace, we will be reviewing part two of our chapter entitled Judas in our tiny tot lesson book, The Story About Jesus, and that will take place on July 13, 2024. Welcome to all the precious family that are just joining us. It is time for our little ones, mommies and daddies, our guests, and those that will be listening to the recording, to learn precious lessons in God's creation through nature. Our topic is mammals of the Bible, and we are going to hand it to our dear brother to share.
Our Bible, so blessings, everyone. Our Bible verses for our lesson in our topic, Mammals of the Bible, are taken from Luke chapter 15, and the lesson is lesson 3, The Good Shepherd. Verses 6 and 7 says, And when he come on earth, he called together his friends and neighbors, saying unto them, Rejoice with me, for I have found my sheep which was lost. For I say unto you that likewise joy shall be in heaven over one sinner that repenteth, more than over 99 just persons which need no repentance. And today's lesson is lesson 2, Domestic Animals of the Bible. In memory verses, Genesis 1:28. And God blessed them, and God said unto them, Be fruitful and multiply, and replenish the earth, and subdue it. And have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the fowl of the air, and over every living thing that moveth upon the earth. The character quality of the story is care versus indifference. Care is to have an interest and concern about another person as Christ cares about me. Nature, domestic animals of the Bible. Domestic mammals are those living with or under the care of man. In Bible times, wealth was determined by how many domestic animals a man owned. God has invited man to have dominion over every living thing that moveth upon the earth. Genesis 1:28. In time, man has tamed a number of mammals. See James 3:7. Many have been brought into the service of man. True domestic mammals are those species that are tamed and are taken care of by man. Some domestic mammals are goats, sheep, and oxen. Our Bible lesson this week, or for the following weeks, is about the sheep that was lost and the shepherd who found it and cared for it. Here in the remind is in things you can do while you remember the lesson. One, as you work together as a family, let your chores remind you of your lesson. Two, as you care for your pets, if you have any, that is, remember how the shepherd cares for the sheep, and especially how God cares for you. Three, as your pets, if you have any, follow you around, so let it remind you how some of the sheep followed extra close to the shepherd because they were sure of his love. Reinforce. Here in the reinforce are activities you can do to help you remember the lesson. One, look for mammals. Use your guidebook to identify them. Two, visit a ranch or a farm that has sheep, goats, or cattle. Three, find illustrations of sheep, goats, and oxen to pull on your bulletin board if you have one. Four, make a list of domestic mammals you have or that can be found in your area. Five, as a family, offer to care for someone's children or lambs if they have an emergency. Six, say a memory verse. Remarkable parenthood. It is the work of the angels to come close to the tribe, the suffering, the tempted. They labor entirely in behalf of those for whom Christ died. When sinners are led to give themselves to the Savior, angels bear the tidings heavenward, and there is great rejoicing among the heavenly hosts. Joy shall be in heaven over one sinner that repenteth, more than over 99 just persons which need no repentance. Luke 15:7. A report is born to heaven of every successful effort on our part to dispel the darkness and to spread abroad the knowledge of Christ. As the deed is recounted before the Father, joy thrills through all the heavenly hosts. Acts of the Apostles, pages 153-154. Let's share your nature experience, you ones. Let's use our listening ears, little ones. In the first group, our dear sister Jones and Michelle, both pictures are there, sharing their nature scenery. On both pictures, on the right and top right and left are hydrangeas, and in the middle top there's a lily. And below are snap peas, from the garden. Dear Sister Joan and Sister Michelle wish to share their experience, please? Oh, I see. That's pretty much. Okay, so we'll continue going. Next, this is the last slide of your assessment, is flower gardens. On the left is a Gerber daisy, and on the right, in the top and bottom, both are pink fuchsia roses. Next is our dear sister Christina and family's nature experience. We'll be here are pictures of more deer sightings on a local road. We see in both pictures there's three deer, well, two on the left, one on the right, and below there are pictures of little brother Jeremiah sitting on a bench and a rock next to it. You know, she's not there. But... Next is our dear sister Teresa and family sharing the scene from nature from their trip in Jamaica. Here are pictures of jackfruits and soursop. Dear sisters, Cece, would you and your family like to share an experience from these pictures?
Sure, so I have a blessing to everyone. These pictures are all from our recent trip back home to Jamaica. My nephew, Christopher, who accompanied us on the trip, was very much interested in tasting jackfruit. He had done his research prior to us going home, and he wanted so bad to have a whole jackfruit, not just a little piece. So when we got home, I made him try a little piece, but then I requested that, you know, if someone could get us a whole one. And little did we know, we had like this big jackfruit tree close to our home in Jamaica. So we got the jackfruit in the picture that's on the bottom right of the screen. That's my uncle cutting it for Christopher. So he was able to have it. He actually didn't really know how to eat the jackfruit. As you can see that it has seeds in there. So he put the whole peg in his mouth with the seed in there. So that was a learning experience for him. I was pretty much very much surprised that he had done such extensive research, about this fruit. And he shared with me at that time that, ultimately he wants to become vegan. And I was very much surprised at that. My nephew is he's not very talkative. So when he expressed that, I was intrigued. So that trip, I made it kind of like a learning experience for him, introducing him to various, different, fruits. So the jackfruit being one, which he had done the research on. And then on the other side, on the left hand side of the screen is a soursop. And this was new to him and to, my sister as well. So I introduced them to this fruit also. He liked the jackfruit, but I think he felt it was a little bit lackluster in terms of the taste that he was looking for, but he still wants to explore it. So we'll leave the Lord to continue to impress his heart for that. But he really enjoyed, and my sister did also, the soursop. And the soursop has a lot of wonderful benefits. Cancer fighting agent. The leaves are so very good for anxiety and relaxation. Like if you can't sleep at night and you have restlessness, if you boil some of the soursop leaves and you drink the tea of it, it's so good. It will give you a restful night's sleep. And calm your nerves. It's so good. There's so much to learn about this berry soursop plant. It's so good. So my sister, she likes it a lot, and my nephew likes it a lot too. And I personally, they make juices out of this thing, the soursop, but I don't love the juice. I like eating the actual fruit of it. So it was good for my taste buds and all our taste buds. We enjoyed it very much. And that's just what we'd like to share in regards to these two fruits.
I just wanted to add on this section, it was amazing to know that some of the fruits that Jamaica had, the country of my father and my mother also had the same. And little did I came to understand that the reason why some of them we had it is that when Panama, there was doing the canal, a lot of different islands and also different countries came to be able to help to build the canal. And some of them, because they stayed long enough in the country, they brought mostly a lot of their fruits from their region. And after I started to realize as I was growing up, and I was saying to my grandmother, I said, Grandma, why we don't see that tree no more? And this one, she said, it's not really from here. So we got to truly enjoy all of those fruits that came from the islands, but we had different names for it. The soursop and the jackfruit, they have a Spanish name. And maybe when we get the research, we will hear more about the properties and also how beneficial it is. I just wanted to interject on that. Welcome to all of dear brethren. I'm going to pass it back to our dear brother.
Continuing, sorry, Josh, with the fruits of Jamaica as well. We have here cherries. I don't remember what we call these cherries, but it's different form. This is the one that I'm, this is the ones that I grew up on. There's another one I don't think I shared the photograph. I shared the photograph. I shared the photograph prior to this one, about the different cherries, but this one is my favorite. In the middle, here, it's another fruit that is both special to Jamaica and also to the other countries as well. We call it kneesberry. It has a different name in Spanish as well. And then on the right, you see the mangoes. We had some really tasty mangoes when we were back home. And the bottom tree, it's not a lemon lime tree. It's an actual guava tree. And these guava, they're yellow. When they're ripe. And these two guavas, one of my family members was saving it for us to be able to get it by the time we come. So but it was too ripe by the time I got there. I don't really like them so ripe. Just because sometimes when they're too ripe, they carry like worms and things like that, which you have to be very careful of. So I like them a certain type of texture. But these were guavas. The picture with the paper towel in the middle, the kneesberry, that was also another fruit that I introduced to my nephew. He really didn't like this one too very much, but he was also delighted to taste it though. Yeah, it looks like kiwi, yeah.
Sorry, I also wanted to share, in our country, the guava tree is kind of pinkish. So, it have this greenish and it's pink inside. And in some area, you can see the pigment of the guava a little bit different. The lime and the lemon tree, the leaf is kind of a little bit similar. So forgive me, dear ones. We are going to update it and put the proper name on it. And then maybe in the research, I can be able to show you the inside of the guava. A lot of these exotic fruits and vegetables, now I realize sometimes the elderly, they used to have some kind of strength. Sometimes we used to see really elderly people kind of maneuver in a way that I have never seen them here. But I noticed that a lot of the fruits and the vegetables and the ground food used to give them a lot of fortified nourishment, that if we could be able to share it also with our elderly here, you will see also the properties by God's grace. Everything that the Lord did in creation, they all has their uses and their purpose. Welcome to all the dear brethren. I'm going to hand it back to our dear brother and sister.
I would like, blessed Sabbath, everyone. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you.
I'd like to add to this information due to the fact that my youth, the period that I grew up, we grew up with many of these veg fruits as well as vegetables that they all came from the West Indian, we used to say, which is the Caribbean. So most of the men that came to help build the canal, they brought all of these different trees and plant them in Panama, which they extended, and it became part of the nourishment of most of the West Indian Panamanians. And you could find a lot of nourishment and proteins and different essence that these fruits gave. I can say I grew up on this. And I'd like to mention in another time the names of all the different, there's so many, I'd like to mention them so, you know, we could pass it on to the young ones.
Sister Christina, you have your hands up if you want to go ahead and answer questions before we proceed.
So are the seeds for these fruits different if they different out there than they are here? Like, can y'all like go to Jamaica or Cancun and bring back the seeds so that we can plant them here?
Good question. So the seeds are not different. However, the fruits grow in different environments. Some of them are native to like tropical environments. And so like, even if we bring some back, we may not be able to harvest them here because we have the different seasons. Unless we kind of do it inside, and kind of nurture it that way and put them out in the summertime. So like, we can't grow a mango tree really here. But you can do some of the things. Some of the things you're not supposed to bring back, some of these fruits into the United States. It's against the law for some of them. I have brought back seeds, for certain things, maybe like a lime tree or something like that, that is permitted. But, it's generally not permitted in some things. So, you can, but you shouldn't. And some of the things don't grow as well here as it will grow here, in Jamaica or other countries. I know in Florida, Florida's temperature supports a lot of the tropical fruits that we eat. Like in Florida, you'll have mango trees. You can have the guayabana trees, the soursop trees, oranges. You can do almost all of the tropical fruits in, say, California and or Florida, which is more like heat wise. But, yeah, that's hopefully that gives you some insights, Sister Christina.
It does. Thank you.
I don't know if moving to Florida for me is ideal, only because there's like all these hurricanes and storms and things like that, that, you know, and snakes and all these type of things. But, yeah. No, Sister Karina, technically, Florida is an hour away demographically from Jamaica. So yeah, it supports it a whole lot, a lot of fruits. Okay. So this one, sorry, I know we spent a little bit more time on this area. So just going along by God's grace. This is my herb garden this year, and my herb garden this year is a little bit different. I tried planting different things, and I'm having a little bit of a difficulty this year, only because I used the term messed up last time, but by God's grace, he gave me some wisdom on how to handle. So in my garden here, you could see some peppermint. I had uprooted these peppermints maybe the year before, so I didn't expect for them to come back. But this year they came back and they were very robust, very good. They were healthy, they were thick, so I felt kind of bad uprooting them. But we were able to use it to make some really good peppermint tea. I also tried for the first time in my garden planting thorns. And I found out that I may not do that next year because there's a animal that's aggressively attacking them. I planted 4 corn stalks and only one of them survived. As you can see in this picture right here, that I don't know if it's a squirrel, a possum, or something that is just taking them down. And then I also, for the first time, put in my garden bed cucumber vines. And I've learned also cucumber vines run very quick, and it snuffed out a lot of the other plants that I had in there. So I had to kind of try to see how I can mitigate that. So in my garden this year, I have some snap peas. I have some potatoes. I still have some rosemary, some peppermint, scallions, corn. I think I mentioned peas, like, this year for the first time I did, string peas. And what else do I have? And cucumbers. And I tried a tomato plant. I didn't realize that the tomato plant also gets really big if it's not, like, contained properly. So I've learned a whole lot this year and probably will not put some of these things together. I'm really disappointed about the corn, but I'll see how I can best, circumvent that for the next time. And then right in front of my house on the evergreen tree, I have a common starlings, some birds that frequents, that tree. So I was able to capture them as they came into the tree. I was sitting on my porch as they just flew in, so I would snap a quick picture of it. And that's all I'd like to share. Please pray for my garden. I was able to take out one of the cucumber plants so that it doesn't completely kill off the other things in the garden. And I moved some of my pepper trees, bell peppers and hot peppers. And so at first they withered down because I uprooted them all together when they were a little bit more mature. And they look like they were going to die, but I prayed and I asked God. And it seems so trivial at the time, me praying for my garden and asking the Lord to not let the plants die. And praise the Lord, I'm happy to report that the pepper trees look like they're getting back, like they've found the root again. So they're not dying. I did, I think, lose the tomato tree, that I shifted. But by the grace of God, I've learned so much from this year's gardening session, and I'm hoping to continue to learn. So thank you so much. I don't know if I have a green thumb. It's just what the Lord blessed me with. So I just wanted to share.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you so much, dear family. And welcome to all of those dear brethren that are coming in. And remember, little ones, tell me the old story. Tell me the old story. Tell me the old story of Jesus and his love. Welcome to all the precious family. Our opening song is a hymn entitled Because He Lives. And if you have the hymn book and you're not able to see the screen, you can find it in number 526. If you'd like to share the hymn, dear ones, you may unmute your mic to do so. God sent his son. They call him Jesus. He came to love, heal and forgive. He live and die to buy my pardon. An empty grave is there to prove my Savior lives. Because he lives, I can face tomorrow. Because he lives, all fear is gone. Because I know he holds the future, and life is worth the living just because he lives.
My house returned a newborn day. And build a bride and joys he gives, but greater still the call assurance this child can face uncertain days because he lives. Because he lives, I can face tomorrow. Because he lives, all fear is gone. Because I know he holds the future. And life is worth the living just because he lives. And life is worth the living just because he lives. Amen.
Amen. And life is worth the living just because he lives. Welcome to all the precious family that are joining us. It's time for prayer, dear ones. And if the elder sibling, mommy, so daddies, or even our guests would like to open our family study with prayer, may you unmute your mic to do so, dear ones.
God blessing everybody. Thank you, God, for waking up for the Sabbath day to keep it holy. Sixth day is when the Lord made heaven and earth. Please protect the people that came through, that's not here while they can come back to this holy Sabbath. Please protect the people that's sick and please protect the word that we're going to be learning today. In Jesus' name we pray, amen.
In Jesus' name we pray, amen.
Amen. Our opening scripture to our study today is taken from the book of John, chapter 19, verse 6 from the King James Version, and it reads, "When the chief priests, therefore, and officers saw him, they cried out, saying, 'Crucify him, crucify him.' Pilate said unto them, 'Take ye him and crucify him, for I find no fault in him.'" This Sabbath, boys and girls, mommies and daddies, and also our guests and those listening on the recording, we will continue with part 6 of our lesson entitled "In Joseph's Tomb" in our study book, The Desire of Ages. If anyone of the dear remnant family would like to take the following verses, may you unmute your mic to do so, dear ones.
John chapter 5, verse 39, King James Version. "Search the scriptures, for in them ye think ye have eternal life, and they are they which testify of me." John 5, verses 40, King James Version. And ye will not come to me that might have life. Ye might have life." John chapter 2, verse 19, King James Version. "Jesus answered and said unto them, 'Destroy, destroy the temple and and in three days I will raise it up. Amen. Matthew 20 verse 18, King James Version. "Behold, we go up to
Jerusalem,
and the Son of Man shall be
betrayed
unto the
chief priests,
and unto the scribes, and they shall
condemn him
to death."
Amen. Bubble down and share. Matthew 20 verse 19. "And shall deliver him to the Gentiles to mock and to scourge and to crucify him. And the third day he shall rise again." James chapter 20, verse 19. "Thou believest that there is one God, thou doest well. The devils also believe and tremble."
Amen. Praise the Lord. Welcome to all the dear brethren. And today we will cover pages 776 through 777. Welcome, dear Brother Jim. We are so glad to see you. We are in the Desire Ages, page 776. Who would like to take the first paragraph, dear ones? May you unmute your mic.
"Continuing the memory
mourning
cries of the suffering of ones brought home to thousands of minds, the
conviction
that a great light had gone out of the world. Without Christ, the earth was blackness and darkness. Many whose voices had swelled the cry of crucify him, crucify him, now realize the calamity that had fallen upon them, and would eagerly have cried, "Give us Jesus!" had still been alive. The Desire of Ages, page 766.
Read it again.
776. Sorry. 776, paragraph 3.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Let's learn our first beautiful scripture song together, dear ones. And this one is taken from the book of Psalm, chapter 42, verses 1 and 2. This is also taken from Scripture Singer Song in the section Peaceful Rest of the Memory Verse CD.
Water brooks, so my soul panteth after thee, O God. My soul thirsteth for God, for the living God. My soul thirsteth for the living God. Psalm 42, 1 and 2.
We are in the Desire Ages, page 776. Who would like to take the following paragraph, dear ones? Will you unmute your mic?
Continuing the reading. The Desire of Ages, page 776. When the people learned that Jesus had been put to death by the priests, inquiries were made regarding his death. The particulars of his trial were kept as private as possible, but during the time when he was in the grave, his name was on thousands of lips, and reports of his mock trial and of the inhumanity of the priests and rulers were circulated everywhere. Next slide, please. By men of intellect, these priests and rulers were called upon to explain the prophecies of the Old Testament concerning the Messiah. And while trying to frame some falsehoods in reply, they became like men insane. The prophecies that pointed to Christ's suffering and death they could not explain, and many inquirers were convinced that the scriptures had been fulfilled. The Desire of Ages, page 776, paragraph 4. Amen.
Let us learn another beautiful scripture song together, dear ones. And this one is taken from the book of John, chapter 1, verses 1 through 5 and 9 through 11, margin. And this is taken from our lesson book, The Desire of All Ages, volume 2, memory verse CD. Forgive me, dear ones. There was an update in the Zoom, so I'm kind of a little bit trying to learn it at the same time. And thank you so much.
Anything made that was made. shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. That was the true light which lighteth every man that cometh into the world. He was in the world, and the world was made by him, and the world knew him not. He came unto his own, and his own received him not. He came unto his own, and his own received him not. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by Him, and without Him was not anything made that was made. John chapter 1 verses 1 through 5 and 9 through 11.
We are in the desired ages, page 777. Who would like to take the following paragraph, dear ones? May you unmute your mic.
Hello, blessing everyone. Jeremiah. Desire of Ages, page 777.
The
revenge.
Revenge.
Which?
Which? The priest had
thought
could
would.
With would be so
sweet,
sweet at was
already
been
bitterness
to them. Thy they
they is silent. New
what? That they there
were meeting
the
severe
censure of the people by and they
knew
that the
very
one
whom
they had
influence
against Jesus. There.
That's a W.
Where.
Were.
New.
That's a O.
Who.
Now. Horrified.
By. Door.
There.
Own.
Shameful.
Shameful work.
Priest
had
tried
to ban
believe
Jesus a
deceiver,
but has was
mm-hmm.
in heaven.
No, vain.
Vain. Next slide, please.
Continuing. Some of them had stood by the grave of Lazarus and had seen the dead brought back to life. They trembled for fear that Christ would himself rise from the dead and again appear before them. They had heard him declare that he had power to lay down his life and to take it again. They remembered that he had said, "Destroy this temple, and in 3 days I will raise it up." John chapter 2, verse 19. Next slide, please.
Desire of Ages, page 777. Judas had told them the words spoken by Jesus to the disciples while on the last journey to Jerusalem. "Behold, we go up to Jerusalem, and the Son of Man shall be betrayed unto the chief priests and unto the scribes, and they shall condemn him to death, and shall deliver him to the Gentiles to mock and to scourge and to crucify him. And the third day he shall rise again." Matthew 20, verse 18 and 19. Next slide, please. Continuing. No, go ahead, dear brother. Brother Rudy, I saw your mic was up, so I wanted to let you read.
Continuing the reading. When they heard these words, they had mocked and ridiculed, but now they remembered that Christ's predictions had so far been fulfilled. He had said that he would rise again the third day, and who could say that this also would not come to pass? They longed to shut out these thoughts, but they could not. Like their father, the devil, they believed and trembled. The Desire of Ages, page 771, paragraph 1.
Amen. So let us yet learn another scripture song together, dear ones. And I'm sorry, dear ones. The book that the scripture song is on is Isaiah 49, verse 6. And this is also found in our lesson book, The Desire of All Ages, but this is in volume 1 of the memory verse CD.
And he said, "It is a light thing that thou shouldst be my servant, to raise up the tribes of Jacob, and to restore the preserved of Israel. I will also give thee for a light to the Gentiles, that thou mayest be my salvation unto the end of the earth." Isaiah chapter 49, verse 6. And he said, "It is a light thing that thou shouldst be my servant, to raise up the tribes of Jacob, and to restore the preserved of Israel. I will also give thee for a light to the Gentiles, that thou mayest be my salvation unto the end of the earth." Isaiah chapter 49, verse 6.
We are still in page 776. Who would like to continue with the next 77? Sorry. Who would like to continue the next paragraph? Anyone? May you mute your mic?
Now that the frenzy of excitement was past, the image of Christ would intrude upon their minds. They beheld him as he stood serene and uncomplaining before his enemies, suffering without a murmur their taunts and abuse. Next slide, please.
All the events of his trial and crucifixion came back to them with an overpowering conviction that he was the Son of God. They felt that he might at any time stand before them, the accused to become the accuser, the condemned to condemn, the slain to demand justice in the death of his murderers. Desire of Ages, page 777, paragraph 2.
So let us learn our last beautiful scripture song together, dear one. And this is also in the book of Isaiah, chapter 25, verse 1. This is taken from scripture, singer song, in the section Living Word of the Memory Verse CD. Well, dear ones, we have come to the ending of our study. We will preserve our questions for next Sabbath review section. So next week, we will be reviewing part 1 of our lesson in Joseph 2, part 6. If you have any questions that need to be researched, or you can either hold all the answer to those questions until we meet again, you can send it before Thursday if it is possible that it needs any kind of research. If any one of the little ones, mommies or daddies, or even our guests would like to close our lesson with prayer, may you unmute your mic to do so, dear ones.
Maybe bow our heads and our knees as far as we can. Dear Heavenly Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy most and holy name. Father Jesus, we thank you for bringing us back once more, gathering us to praise your name on this blessed Sabbath day. We thank you for all the blessings of the lessons that you have provided for us. We thank you, Father Jesus, for all the little ones. Thank you for the blessing of helping them in their reading and understanding your word and also learning to love you as well. We thank you for the parents. We continue to pray for those sick among us, and we continue to also uplift our brother Rob as he heals. Thank you, Father Jesus. Help us as we move on to the next section of the service. We continue to pray that you open our minds to the wonderful lessons that are in store for us. Continue to bless us. Be with our sister as she leads out, our sister Rose. As she leads out, Lord Jesus, strengthen her and help her and guide her as she lead us into the next section. Thank you, Lord, once more for this blessed Sabbath day. In no other name, Lord Jesus Christ, our blessed Redeemer. Amen.
In Jesus' name we pray, amen. So next Sabbath, by God's grace, it will be July 13, 2024. We will be reviewing our chapter 80 entitled In Joseph 2, part 6. And dear ones, leaving with the scripture and a quote. from Jeremiah 31, verse 33, King James Version, and it reads, "But this shall be the covenant that I will make with the house of Israel after those days, said the Lord. I will put my law in their inward parts and write in it in their hearts, and will be their God, and they shall be my people." And the quote is taken from Patriarchs and Prophets, page 372, paragraph 2, and it reads, "The same law that was engraved upon the tables of stone is written by the Holy Spirit upon the tables of the heart. Instead of going about to establish our own righteousness, we accept the righteousness of Christ. His blood atones for our sin. His obedience is accepted for us. Then the heart renewed by the Holy Spirit will bring forth the fruits of the Spirit. Through the grace of Christ, we shall live in obedience to the law of God written upon our hearts." And may you all have a wonderful rest of the Sabbath, dear ones. And the project will be updated and resent by God's grace. May you all have a wonderful Sabbath.